taking a look into the recent cattle on feed report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. The latest USDA cattle on feed report was released last Friday at 2 p.m. And there is more tightening of cattle and beef supplies per USDA's latest cattle on feed report. Livestock analyst Michael McConnell says for the period ending May 1st.
We have relatively smaller inventories and feedlots relative to a year ago with fewer placements and fewer marketings. That's reflective of the overall tighter cattle situation than what we've seen the past couple of years.
The 11.4 million head of fed cattle and calves placed in feedlots on the 1st of May reflects a 2% year-over-year decrease.
Lower placements reflective of relatively limited supplies of cattle outside feedlots available to come in as feeder cattle, which is also reflecting relatively high prices that we're seeing for feeder cattle as well.
McConnell goes over the cattle on feed report in a little bit more detail.
As of May 1st, on feedlots with over 1,000 head, there was 11.38 million head of cattle in those feedlots, which is 2% lower than a year ago. Over the course of the month of April, placements were 1.631 million head. That's 3% lower than a year ago. And marketings were 1.83 million head, which was also 3% lower than a year ago. Lower placements are reflective of relatively limited supplies of cattle outside feedlots available to come in as feeder cattle, which is also reflecting relatively high prices that we're seeing for feeder cattle as well. On the marketing side, we're down 3% from a year ago. That's also just reflecting relatively lower inventories, both overall as well as cattle on feed. Also, that's reflective of the fact that we've seen really strong fed steer prices and support of wholesale beef prices as well. So even though we have relatively tight inventories of cattle, we're still seeing some pretty strong demand for beef, which is supporting the prices of both fed steer and wholesale beef prices as well.
After the market had a long weekend to digest the news from Friday's cattle on feed report, Tuesday cattle markets were down most of the day. Again, giving us an update here is USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.